Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Calling all benders and non-benders alike. Dive into the epic world of Avatar with your favorite podcast, Avatar, Braving the Elements.
Hosted by me, Janet Varney, the voice of Avatar Korra.
And me, Dante Bosco, the voice of Prince Zuko.
Each week, we'll explore a new episode of The Legend of Korra.
Find your balance as we uncover breaking news, trivia, special guests, and so much more.
I mean, I've got some flameo hot takes that'll really light a spark. Follow and listen to Avatar, Braving the Elements on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This update is brought to you by Doral Volkswagen. Doral VW just broke the rules of gravity. Prices are falling so fast. We're checking for a crater. Volkswagen's price like they've lost their minds. Doral VW, buckle up. No one sells for less. No one, starting with the Dolphins, who added running backs Mike Boone and Aaron Shamklin after Alexander Mattison underwent season-ending neck surgery. The Dolphins will be in Detroit tomorrow for their first of two joint practices with the Lions. Over to the Canes, who came in at 10 on the first AP poll. Miami will host sixth-ranked Notre Dame on the 31st. And the Marlins will begin a three-game series in Cleveland tonight. The first pitch is at 6:40 from Progressive Field. Joe, all those college football rankings continuing to trickle out here.
And
you
one thing,
10-6 for the first game. How about that? Not so bad.
One thing is consistent on those, and that is the Canes come in at 10.
Yep.
All the polls. They're not that far off, really, from 1 to 25. See, Penn State's 2. People are saying it's the best team Penn State's had in a long, long time. And yet, Texas number 1 in both.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to Ohio State. My God, how good is that? Good. 1 versus 2.
Good opening weekend, man. There's some really good games.
Oh, my God. And then Sunday, of course, that Sunday, you've got Notre Dame. And
what time are people going to start tailgating for that thing? Because there's no school or work on Monday.
I can only speak on behalf of the Catholics at Notre Dame. Now, I know there's a lot of Catholics with the Canes.
Oh, that, do they have a conflict?
What?
On Sunday morning with the game?
No.
No? Don't you guys?
No.
No.
It's fine not to go to Mass and get there early and get.
Notre Dame's playing.
Notre Dame's going to bring some fans for that opener.
I would think. Yeah.
The kids. Parents got a lot of money. They'll be coming down. I was going to run that real quickly. Yeah. They're coming down to have fun, too. My God, it is raining. There goes that tennis game in 2 hours. That thing just.
I can't believe it, by the way. Like, Jamie turned to me and was like, is it raining? I go, well, I look raining. At the TVs. The TVs are coming in clear.
That thing. That
usually that's... we get a cloud overhead, and those TVs are long gone.
One thing about living here that is always amazing. You can get 3 inches of rain in no time.
Mm-hmm.
You can go from clear to flooding somewhere real quickly. California would love to have the rain that we have from the start to the finish of whatever this one's going to be today. Yeah, it would be amazing.
You guys got a drought going on?
Always. Mm-hmm. Fires started back up, yeah.
Oh, they did?
They get back up. As long as they stay out of Northern California, they can stay in, you know, not that I do that, but yeah, Southern California is not really part of Northern California.
Right.
That's not true, obviously. It sounded good, though. It is a lot different, though. That's kind of like here, though. Tallahassee and Jacksonville is a hell of a lot different than South Florida.
Yeah, I like to think we're different than them, yes.
Much different. We talk differently. That's true. A little different, right?
That's true, yeah.
That wasn't a shot. We just talk a little different. That's all.
Wasn't a shot.
It wasn't.
We're on up there, so you got to be careful.
No, we don't go that far. Man, I got to tell you.
Never know.
And I'm not apologizing for this, and I feel terrible, you know, about this was a music station, but 104.3, if you're listening on 560, great. Love to have it, and we're glad you've been with us for a while, but this 104.3 FM, WQAM, is phenomenal. I told you what I'm doing when I get back. I'm going to be gone all weekend, but next week, my wife goes, hey, what do you want to do? And I go, well, you know, Friday night, I was wondering if we could travel up to Palm Beach. I'm really never do this. I just want to hear the radio station. I want to go up to, like, Jupiter just to check, maybe, mm-hmm. you know, hang out with some of the golfers and stuff, see where they're practicing and do some of that stuff.
They got the baseball up there, right?
Got that.
Should go catch a game.
What, single A game?
One of these days, I'll drive to Orlando for you. I'll let you know.
At least you didn't mention Jeter, and I appreciate it when you do Jupiter. And you wanted to.
We're over that.
Yeah.
That was big on the first day when we found out we were going to be on in Jupiter.
Yeah, well, just, you know, opens up things from Key West to.
I can't stop seeing this Taylor Swift thing, by the way. It is all over Twitter. Number one trending topic in the country.
She's going on that podcast, which, by the way, without her, does unbelievable.
Sure.
Can you imagine? Talk about record numbers.
Well, they don't know what she's going to announce on there. Like, she could announce something crazy. Who knows? She'd announced the new album already.
Whatever she does or says.
Are you excited for that new album coming?
No.
Let's just hope she takes a breather from touring.
So we have to buy tickets.
I don't want to go through that again. That was not fun.
Yeah, it's incredible. Whether you like her or not.
Never seen anything like that.
No. She's dating a tight end. It's not a bad player either. And they got that podcast. My God. They had to sell it right after they do this thing with the numbers.
This has got to be it for him, right? This has got to be the last go for him, I would think.
They seem to think, and there are people who think they're going to make it back. I'm with everybody else, though. I think this is the year that finally falls apart.
Okay.
No, I say fall apart. They don't make it to a Super Bowl.
You sound like Ben Volen talking about Brady or something.
I didn't mean fall apart, but this is the year they don't make it. Okay. Baltimore or Buffalo is going to get them this year.
Sure.
Denver might get them.
Denver, yeah. Sure. By the way, could you imagine how crushed CBS would be if that happened?
But he can't go back to another Super Bowl with her?
Just if they don't get him in the playoffs, late in the playoffs, with her in the stands.
Well, he can get late in the playoffs now. Let's not get carried away.
Oh, you think Denver's going to make a run? Is Denver like your dark horse team all of a sudden? This is new to me.
I think Denver's got a pretty good team.
Okay.
It's not the team that we put 70 on.
It is not. Their quarterback situation's interesting. We were looking at all the quarterbacks' numbers during the break. He had a good year.
Bo Nix?
Mm-hmm.
Bo Nix might be, yeah.
You got to see it a little longer, man.
No, I know. You're right.
Let's give it a year.
Especially with Bo Nix. I agree.
Yep.
Everybody's going, okay, great number one year, but first year, let's see what you do in year two.
Year two's tough, man. Ask C.J. Stroud.
He did not come back the same.
Nope.
He was still good, though.
Yeah,
that's not making it sound like he wasn't. Yeah. Still win that division. Whatever that's worth.
Winning a playoff game is worth a lot, Joe, yes. Or the division, any of that stuff.
We know.
Very, very nice.
We want it.
Slim Reaper just texted us. He said we're coming in loud and clear in Lake Worth.
What?
Cool.
That's great.
104.3.
Yeah. Yeah, man. If you get a chance... with the kids or already dropped them off here, 104.3 FM, let us know.
You already dropped the kids out. Drive up to Orlando and give Joe a scouting report.
Orlando, we're not in Orlando.
Do we go out west? We got to go west, Naples. That's where we got to go.
I don't know I don't know if we go Naples, Fort Myers.
You
I don't
like
know.
Naples?
I do
Naples
like that.
Guy?
We like
yeah,
it a lot,
big
yes.
Naples fan.
We are too.
Yeah. Nice beaches over there.
We don't talk about going that way. We only talk about Key West to north of Jupiter.
Mm-hmm. Well, you're a big Keys guy, too.
I got to tell you, when she told me that, the GM, when Claudia told us, I didn't believe her.
You got to go on a business trip to Key West.
Yeah.
It's for work.
Go down and see it.
Yeah. I got to go down and scout out, see how we sound.
I go to Key West, man. It's something about being down there. I got to get liquored up.
Yeah.
It's just.
I think that's part of it, yes.
And if you can throw in a wedding or something to go to, it just fits right in, right?
What do you hit? What, are you a Fat Tuesdays guy? Do you like those daiquiris, those slushy drinks?
Yeah, good, sometimes right? I do, but that's, boy, I'll tell you what, the hangover
tricky.
Sometimes
yeah.
is, if I can just stick, I got to tell you something,
you
folks.
Hydrate.
The scotch thing, and you got to drink water with the scotch too, I've learned, but scotch with the tequila.
I was going to say, when did you turn into a scotch guy?
This is new. Sorry, I don't know where the hell scotch came from. I have tried them all through the years, but
you just threw that out
the
there,
tequila, huh? Man,
yeah,
on the rocks.
Tequila guy, yeah.
And, you know, if you just have a few of them, you're good the next day. I don't know why. But I start getting sweet drinks, and the next day, they don't like each other. Just not good. Not good at all. Hey, Woody, we've got a lot more stuff. We'll get into some more Dolphin stuff. We got more stuff to get to here this morning. And, of course, Kane's down there quietly getting to work, man, getting after it, as you don't have to motivate those guys. Everybody believes and watching it. What do you believe? This is a better overall team, right? The Canes and what you've seen. Better overall team. I'm not saying.
I know you're not saying quarterback.
Yeah. I'm not saying the best. No, I'm not saying number one offense. They're not going to be the number one offense in college football.
I think each year Mario's teams have gotten better. Yes.
But I love the secondary. Everybody asked me about secondary, and I said they run around and they were making plays everywhere, getting their hand on the ball, much better coverage. And again, the guys up front, I saw Jason Taylor talk to the media yesterday and did a breakdown of all his guys. They got a lot of guys with a lot of experience, man. It should be nice to watch. They like their defensive line. They like their offensive line. And I would just say this to the defensive line of Miami Hurricanes. You're going against maybe the best offensive line you're going to face all season. Gators got a pretty good offensive line, too. They like their guys. But it's hard to imagine anybody's going to be better than what they're going to face in week one. We got to go to break. We'll be right back.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Calling all benders and non-benders alike. Dive into the epic world of Avatar with your favorite podcast, Avatar, Braving the Elements.
Hosted by me, Janet Varney, the voice of Avatar Korra.
And me, Dante Bosco, the voice of Prince Zuko.
Each week, we'll explore a new episode of The Legend of Korra.
Find your balance as we uncover breaking news, trivia, special guests, and so much more.
I mean, I've got some flameo hot takes that'll really light a spark. Follow and listen to Avatar, Braving the Elements on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, welcome back. Good morning to everybody. Get you caught up on everything here real quickly. The Marlins, 6 games left on this road trip. Rough one in Atlanta, losing 4 of 5 games, including that doubleheader. But right back at it with Cleveland for the first of 3 games tonight. And, of course, Dolphins, more work to do. This is going to be a busy physical week. Dan Campbell and the Lions, the Dolphins will practice against them twice. You talk about getting chippy and physical. I can't wait to find out and see how this is going to go. And then on top of that, they'll play Saturday at 1 o'clock. And then we're back home, Jacksonville. Get to see that great show that goes with Jacksonville. See what that's going to look like for the week. And then we'll have the bye week, get the team together, get this thing down to 53. And then we are off and running with the Colts before you know it in the opener on the road. In a early, we got to get this one game. You're looking, watching them, and I do keep an eye on what's going on with the Colts and the quarterback situation. It keeps going back and forth, and which former first-round pick is going to end up getting that job. But you're going to win that game no matter what, and we still got a lot of time and still putting this 53 together, and it starts. This is a big week, especially for a lot of young guys. You know, tomorrow, actually, we're going to do a lot of stuff on some of the guys, some of the interesting battles that are going on the team, and some guys that it's going to be real close, especially on the defensive line, linebacker, inside and outside linebacker. And so we'll talk about some of that. A lot of people think they have all their offensive linemen here right now. I don't think so. I think there's another guy on the way when all the final cuts are made, or there could be a little trade made in there. I still think one of those could be done. So, yeah, those would be – and the receiver position. The receiver position, not obviously the top spots. I think those are pretty much set. But and then you got to have a couple guys – that can help you on offense and defense, but their number one thing needs to be making plays. I got to tell you, and it's not a big deal to most of you, but I have been all over this, and I think the guy is really good. I don't think he's one of your best pass rushers. I don't, and Cameron Good. But I think, boy, the play he made going down as a flyer in the kickoff was one of the best plays I've seen in a long time. He's about 5 yards ahead of everybody. He's got a guy trying to block him and makes a tackle with nobody around him in the middle of the field. So the guy literally can run. He's got a guy blocking for him sideways, and he's trying to figure out which way to go. And this guy, and you talk about open field. I'm talking about the whole damn field. This guy, Cameron Good, makes this play. Just incredible. And I know if we're just looking outside linebackers or pass rushers, he's got – it doesn't look good for his chances. Everybody's got the Grayson Murphy and Derek McClendon, and those are the next guys up, and they probably are. But I got to tell you, man, Cameron Good on special teams, you make plays like that, those guys are hard to find. So you're going to have a couple of guys that are going to do nothing. They can line up for you if you need that, but really their impact's going to be – there's going to be a lot more importance on guys that can return kicks and guys that can run down and tackle return kicks. More important than ever for field position. Never in the history of the game has it been more important. They have set these kicks up for guys to have long returns. I know I saw it firsthand, the field position the Dolphins got last week. And that, by the way, did a great job of covering going down at the other end. Got much better field position than the Bears on the kickoffs and kickoff returns. So that's going to be a lot more important. And not sexy to talk about on the radio. No, not that we're going to sit around and talk about field position. But knowing that Darren Rizzi told us about a month ago, they're going to be about 70-75% returns. We're going to see returns every time. Those guys are going to try to kick it down right around the end zone. And they want you to come out and return it. We're going to have a lot more touchdowns. And I think it's going to be an exciting play. I don't know if it'll last pass this year if guys start getting the crap knocked out of them again, though, because guys miss blocks. It might as well be the old days. If guys miss on their guy and they're coming down there, two or three guys at different angles, the kickoff return man is going to get the crap knocked out of them, just like before.
I don't think they care as much about player safety as they lead on to, Joe. Like,
you ain't buying it?
No, I'm not. Are you?
Only thing I'm buying is the amount of money they're paying to guys that have had brain damage later on in life.
but they're making a whole lot more money right now with an entertaining product.
Yeah.
So.
Anyway.
It's important to them to have these plays be entertaining.
Yeah.
Just
well,
my thoughts.
We'll see. No. We'll definitely see on that whole thing. Hey, so anyway, on top of all that news, and we've been talking a little bit about the Miami Hurricanes football team, and they're 10th. 10th in both polls. Hey, listen, if you're top 10, it means nothing because you got to go out and play, right? It's how you end, not how you start.
Well, it means something.
Well, it means
you're doing a good job getting a roster together.
Well, let me tell you how you get to be 10 off last year, because you lose Cam Ward and you lose all your receivers. Mm-hmm. You go out and get Carson Beck. No matter what you think, he's still going to be one of the better quarterbacks in football. That's number one. Number two, you hit that transfer portal, plus your recruiting classes you've had and the guys that are coming back at different positions and what you've done with it. And people go, they should be the second best team behind Clemson. And if you are and you win enough games, you should get one of those 12 spots. You should. But there's a problem. You got SMU, who's expected to be really good, and you just can't. You can't fumble the ball on Georgia Tech and Syracuse and some of those teams. All right, we got a lot more stuff to get with the Miami Dolphins. Kyle Krabs is going to join us. We're going to break it down on both sides of the football from game one right after this.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Calling all benders and non-benders alike. Dive into the epic world of Avatar with your favorite podcast, Avatar, Braving the Elements.
Hosted by me, Janet Varney, the voice of Avatar Korra.
And me, Dante Bosco, the voice of Prince Zuko.
Each week, we'll explore a new episode of The Legend of Korra.
Find your balance as we uncover breaking news, trivia, special guests, and so much more.
I mean, I've got some flamio hot takes that'll really light a spark. Follow and listen to Avatar, Braving the Elements on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.